What? No money? Just for that, me give you back Junk Affair Part 5.
The scene, a Corsican bandit's cave anchored off the coast of Corsica. From out of the dark interior comes a Thinks-type bubble with the following words in it.
Moriarty, the hour has come.
Meantime, for safety, I had stored my supply of junk in the giant warehouse and anchored it 3 miles inland off the coast of Corsica.
But, Marquis Neddy, before you can corner the world market in junk, you've got to buy our portion.
Yes, yes. What? Where can I find it?
Shh, Moriarty, this is it.
What?
Put this price ticket on the piece of junk and place it in the display window of our cave.
Thinks. Little do they know that by placing my telescope to my ear, I heard every word they said. Yes. And was even now on my way to bid for that final piece of junk that would make me, and I say this for the benefit of the listeners, that would make me owner of all the junk in England!
He's on his way. He mustn't recognize me.
Right. Swallow this false mustache and wait. Good. Now the weight.
It's no good. I can't get the weight down.
Then you must give up bread and potatoes.
Shh. What?
Switch off that wall. I hear legs approaching.
It sounds like more than one person.
That's Neddy. He's wearing an echo chamber.